verses 11 to 15. Condemnation of men of the demoniacal nature who despise God and the method of bhajan of men possessed of the divine nature. Not knowing my supreme nature, fools deride me, the overlord of the entire creation, who have assumed the human form. That is to say, they take me, who have appeared in human form through my yog maya for deliverance of the world, as an ordinary mortal. Avajananti mamudha manushim tanumashritam param bhavam jananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Those bewildered persons with vain hopes, futile actions, and fruitless knowledge have embraced a fiendish, demoniacal, and delusive nature. Moghasha mogha karmano mogha jnana vichetasah rakshasi masurim chaiva prakritim mohinim shritah. On the other hand, Arjun, great souls who have adopted the divine nature, knowing me as the prime source of all beings and the imperishable eternal, worship me constantly with one-pointedness of mind. Mahatma nastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashritah bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadimavyayam. Constantly chanting my names and glories and striving for my realization and bowing again and again to me, those devotees of firm resolve, ever united with me through meditation, worship me with single-minded devotion. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridhavrata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Others who follow the path of knowledge betake themselves to me through yajna of knowledge, worshipping me in my absolute formless aspect as one with themselves, while still others worship me in my universal form in many ways, taking me to be diverse in manifold celestial forms. Jnana yajna chapyanye yajanto mamupasate ekatvena prithaktvena bahudha vishvato mukham.